Morgen al, dus het lijkt altijd lekker vrienden met jullie te wees. En ik is baie opgewoon, ik sê altijd dat ik hier kom, Grabuis is speciaal voor mij. Ik denk, omdat ik Larry niet die apostel kan gaan van die naam en baie krijg, so, maar Engelbrecht familie, baie speciaal voor ons. Ek kom daar die dag toe, hulle Willem gesê het, hy gaan permanent in Grabuis kom kerk uit. Dus het is redig een hartse dag voor ons gewees. Altijd lekker om te sien, het is lekker om te sien van jullie familie. Betrokken is, jou, Stefan en vir en Pompie en Danny Annelie, we allemaal te sien, ek het recht, he? Dit is die rechte naam, nee, dit is ek omkeer, ek weet niet of ek dit mag noem nie, maar in elk geval, die hart van dit is, maar ek weet dat hy is die band, die worship leader, en dit is so encouraging, baie keer die palace gehoor, en teruggevoer en gegeten, en dit is wat ek gehoor het, dat aan die kant gebeur, en dit is net great for me te wees, en ja, so voorrecht vir ons my voor te wees, en ek het my preek in Engels gedoen, so ek is nie dat jy van die begaafde ergens, wat ek oorspronk in Afrikaans nie, maar ek denk as genoeg Engelse mense, so ek wil asjeblief by dit bly, en miskien die Bible hier so sit in die Willem het vir my camera hier sit, ek sê my tesne op die licht gaan gaan, so ek wil nie by dit bly, so ja, vandag, is 'n belangrike dag vir ons. I think it's the weekend we get to celebrate Easter Sunday. And the significance of this day is that a lot of churches all around the world, they come and they celebrate the day when Jesus rose from the dead, when he conquered death. But today I want to really go through the significance of this day. Oh, it's the resurrection of Jesus. And although I think we celebrate this day maybe every Sunday when we come is to remember what Jesus done on the cross, but that he rose from the dead again. But on this day, this Sunday, once a year, I think all guys come and they get together. And that's why I want to pray a preach today about the resurrection of Jesus. And today I'm going to assume that Jesus rose from the dead. So I'm not going to try and prove to people that may be skeptical on did he really, what, because the reason why it's probably one of the most historical, variable facts in all of history that Jesus rose from the dead. Today, my purpose is a bit different. Today I want to talk about the benefits. The benefits for us as Christ followers of this day, of the significance. And I really pray that today you guys will grasp again and just take note of the significance of this day when Jesus rose from the dead. So before, I'm going to obviously draw a lot of my evidence from scripture, but I'd like to read out of just to see what Matthew did, what he's take on the resurrection was. It from Matthew 28, verse 1 to 10. I'm going to read that. So, early on the Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to see the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. When the angel spoke to the woman, he said, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here. He has been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead, that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember, I have told you." The woman ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they ran to him, held his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." So that's effectively what happened in the day. So we know we've read this. So the resurrection is either the greatest single fact in all of history, or if it's not true, it is the greatest deception in history. The resurrection was the most important element in the early church, in their preaching. And you probably will find, if you go through the book of Acts, a lot of the preaching there was about the resurrection and their belief in the resurrection. Also, if you would remove the resurrection from that message of the early church, then the message will lose its center and its soul. So the claim of all claims were based on the fact that Jesus rose. And that was very important for the early church to get that message across, that that happened. If Christ was not raised from the dead, the very backbone of Christianity would have been defeated. And if you read in 1 Corinthians 15, 14, it says that if Christ... If Christ was not raised from the dead, he said our preaching would be useless, and in fact our faith would be useless. Jesus said, but we know that Jesus rose from the dead, so therefore our faith is full and is rich. Because Jesus said, I am the living one, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And also further in Peter's famous sermon, he said, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep a hold on him. So the apostles were less concerned to prove the truth of the resurrection. They were more, it's more important to show that resurrection, what this resurrection actually proved. So to see what the resurrection is in for us. And that's what I'm going to talk to us about today. Just the significance and the benefits for us as Christ followers. So the first benefit of Jesus' resurrection is the forgiveness of our sins. In Romans, if we think of the resurrection in relation with our sin, we must recognize that because of the resurrection of Jesus, we have forgiveness of sin. And Romans 4:25 actually beautifully just described that. He says, I think I get them off here. Romans 5:25. Effectively, what it says is Jesus was handed over to die for our sin. So that's what happened on Friday. But then he says further, but he was raised to make us right with God. So the first portion was to die for our sin, but the second portion, I would say almost more important, that he was raised to make us right with God. But that's where we become just, because he was risen for our justification. So if we see Jesus merely as dying on a cross and being buried in a tomb, there would be no hope, there would be no forgiveness. But the resurrection is the assurance that Jesus has overcome death, that he won a big victory for all his followers. And the resurrection makes all the difference for us. Because why? The resurrection makes us right with God. And I think this truth can be nicely illustrated in an event that happened years ago, which the English supporters, the English people know about, and was at the Battle of Waterloo. And it was in June 1815 actually, and England was waiting for the news. Because what happened in those days, they wanted to see who was victorious. There was the Duke of Wellington, representing England, was fighting against Napoleon. And they wanted to know what was the outcome of this war. Those days, early, long before telegraph, telephone, fax, WhatsApp, there was nothing like that available. The only way they could see actually what happened on that day is there was a signal system, a flag system, where the sailors used to do. So as the sailing vessels came back from the war, they would sail with flags. They actually call it, it's a semaphore. And it's just where the guys just did and showed what happened on the day. So on this specific day, it was actually quite cloudy, there was a lot of fog, and they wanted to see what happened. So as they came, the guy started to show with the flag what happened. And it came up and it says, it says Wellington with the flag and then defeated. And as they finished defeated, the fog came in, rising again, and they only saw that message, Wellington defeated. And obviously this news went out to the whole of England, and the nation were gripped with discouragement and defeat. But fortunately, hours later, the fog lifted, and they saw the remaining of this message, which read, Wellington defeated the enemy. And obviously, that changed the whole gemoed with the people. Because their discouragement were banished, and it changed into joy of the good news, the Wellington defeat. And I think this is quite a nice picture of what happened on that specific day, as the disciples saw Jesus, their Savior, dying on a cross. How they must have felt when the news came out, Jesus defeated. Because Jesus said he made a couple of claims before he died. And stuff that he said is, he said that he had come to seek and save the lost. He gave his life as a ransom for many. That's in Mark 10:45. Also said in John 10:10, he said, I have come so that my people have life and have it abundantly. Also, for those who are thirsty, come and I will give you, I will refresh you. And he also said, follow me. Those who follow me in darkness, they will not move in darkness anymore. They will actually have, they'll have light. And another claim that he made is, he's come to give eternal life to his people. But then Jesus was crucified. Just think about how terrible that day must have been for the disciples. You know, on that day at noon, the sun disappeared. It became frighteningly dark everywhere. The earth, there was an earthquake that took place. A lot of other events that happened. So much so that a Roman centurion actually said, surely he must have been the Son of God. But Jesus died, was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and the message rang out to all the world, Jesus defeated. So the disciples was obviously gripped in discouragement and defeat. But then 3 days later, Easter Sunday morning happened, which we're celebrating today. Easter Sunday happened. Jesus was rose from the dead. He was buried in the tomb, but he rose physically and bodily out of the grave. And then the entire message actually came through. Jesus defeated the enemy. What a glorious day that must have been for the disciples, and their discouragement turned into rejoicement, because Jesus had conquered death, he conquered hell, he conquered sin, conquered Satan. The resurrection was actually God's approval. Think about it, God's approval of what Jesus did on the day with him rising from the dead. He actually said to Jesus, I accept your death as a substitute for the guilty sinners. The resurrection was God's vindication of God's work, of Jesus' work. And because of the resurrection, we can be confident that Jesus paid the penalty. So that's what when he died on the cross, that's what that did for us. We know that he paid the penalty. But the fact that he rose from there, that was God's approval, always been that it's justifiable, that he died for all of our sin, that his blood was shed for all sin. Because if it was a case that maybe there was one sin that he didn't die for, or one sin that he didn't pay the penalty for, he wouldn't have been rose from the dead, because it wouldn't have been justifiable. But with him raising, being resurrected, what it says there is that he's covered death, he's covered every sin, and we can confidently come and know that God has forgiven us. So, speaking of Jesus again, it's important for us to know that this is what Jesus has done. So we know the big thing, He was rose for justification. But the Bible says that salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name in heaven than given by men by which we can be saved. In Acts 4:12. I'll put it there. So the only way we can get to heaven is by him. So there's no other way to heaven except through Jesus, except through the risen Lord. He paid the penalty for our sin. He was resurrected to prove that God accepted his death as sufficient payment for all sin. Every sin of us was counted for on that day. And God said that it was accepted that your death is a substitute for the guilty sinners. And that gives us the guarantees. And one of the guarantees that the resurrection gives us is the forgiveness of past sins. Because we can now know, without a shadow of a doubt, and often we get to a place where we think, it's not for me. Surely my sin wasn't accounted for. But the fact that Jesus rose from the dead is just proof that all of our sins, whatever we did, whatever past things we did and we came wrong, all of this was accounted for. There's not one single sin that Jesus hasn't accounted for, and God didn't forgive. Again, the fact that he rose from the dead, God just said, listen, your sacrifice was all worth it. Your death pays for their sins. So that proves us that Jesus is the master of Satan, death, and sin. And we can get to celebrate that. Another benefit for us. So the one thing we know, guarantee our pardons. We know that's been dealt with. That's what the resurrection did. The second benefit for us is the power for present living. So the resurrection helps us with the past, but also gives us power for present living. And what that means is, you know, our Savior, he's a living Savior. He is still alive. He's with the Father at the moment. And he is able to empower us to live each day for you. So it's not just living the past, but also now while we're living, while we're doing life right now, because of your Savior, he wants us to live in victory for him, always. And that's probably why Paul in Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because he had the revelation, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, because Jesus rose from the dead and he's sitting with the Father now, I now have the power to be able to do life today. And that's quite important for us to know. He didn't just leave it and go, and now we must just try and make it through the next couple of years. Hopefully we get there. No, he says, I will empower my people to get through life at the moment. And there was years ago there was a missionary in Turkey, and his mission field was under the Muslims, and he found it extremely difficult to convince the Muslims to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And one day they were on this road and they walked, and it was long before I don't think there was a map or signs, and they walked and they came to a crossroad where they had to decide left or right to get to their final destination. And on the road there was a tomb of a Muslim holy man, and he said, okay, fine, there's a tomb. So he said to the Muslims, let's go and let's ask this holy man for directions. And they looked at him in all disgust and said, but that's not possible. He's dead. He won't be able to show us directions. Let us rather go to there's a house there. There might be living people inside there. And let's ask them for directions. And he thought about it and he actually said, you know, you are quite right. Never forget that Muhammad is dead. He can give you no help, no information. And then there is no life. But Jesus is alive. He will not only help you to get eternal life if you trust in him, but he'll also empower you for a daily living. And that's the beauty we've got with Jesus now. As our high priest, as the one who came to earth, that did everything we did. He says he was tempted in every way just as we are. So he's got empathy for what we've went through, yet he did not sin. And because of the tomb, we're not forgiven, but also we've got the power to help us in our daily lives. And let's just look at what the author says in Hebrews about Jesus being our priest. This is quite a powerful piece of scripture that we can hang on to. And it says, this is why we have a great high priest who has gone to heaven, Jesus the Son of God. Let us cling to him and never stop trusting him. This high priest of ours understands our weakness. For he faced all the same temptations we did, yet he did not sin. And this is the beauty of what we can do now. He says, so now let us come boldly to the throne of grace, where we will receive mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. That grace there is the empowering grace which we get, where he comes and he helps us. As Christ follows, as people that trust in him, that's where he comes and he helps us. So we find mercy, but also grace. And that's empowering grace that we all need to do that. So when we need it most, he can help us. So Jesus is alive and he's able to help us in our time of need. So Jesus' resurrection guarantees us power of daily living, like I said. So no matter how difficult, no matter what the trial, no matter what the hardship, Jesus empower us to be able to do life with him, to live life for him. And that's why without him, just life doesn't make sense. How does he expect us to get to the end? But he's empowered us, he's given us his Holy Spirit that is working in and through us. So that when we do life, when we come to a crossroad, we can cry out to the name of the Lord. He says we'll be saved, but also guides us. And that's why we in Josh and we firmly believe this. We need to be spirit-led in whatever we do. We want him to take our hand and show us what to do. Without that, I always say it's an unfair advantage that we have as Christians. We've got the Holy Spirit that guides us, that leads us. And I really want to encourage you that when you get to that crossroad, to call on the name of the Lord. He says he is a high priest. He's got empathy. He knows exactly what we went through. That's why this verse says we can boldly, we can confidently run into the throne of grace. No matter what you've gone through, so often we go off the rail slightly. And it doesn't then disqualify us not to do it. Remember, he died for all of our sin. And God forgave all of our sin. That if we come into this throne room of grace, we will receive much needed mercy. And any one of you that needs His mercy, I think we need His mercy daily. But also the other side is when He comes and He gives us grace, the empowering grace to be able to do life with Him. Now the third benefit. So now He's forgiven us. Fantastic. Second thing is He's given us the power that we can do daily living. The third thing is we've got hope for our future destiny. But that's the beauty about it. We sang about it today, where He's going to come. He also said that He'll go and He'll prepare a place for us. And that is that we will, so the resurrection guarantees past tense, present, but also our future. Jesus was not raised from the dead, we would have no hope for the future. But because you have life, there is hope. And also the beauty for me is, we know then that everything that He said was true. He said, and in prep for this, one morning I read all the accounts of all the Gospels about the resurrection of Jesus. And you would find Matthew is different to Mark. It's different, but it's the same. There's just more detail. Luke, being the doctor, he probably colors it in more. And then John is, you know, the beloved one. He's got a different stance to it. But for me, when I read it, it's how the different accounts, it's just, it's almost he said to the disciples many a time that I will die, I will suffer, I will die. But then 3 days later, almost like I'm going to rise again. But at that time, they just felt, you listen to different accounts, they were totally, they didn't even when they saw Him, they didn't believe it was Him. Even when He said that. But the great thing we can take out of today and of all of the sequence of events that happened this specific weekend is what He said He would do that. So the third benefit for us is we'll know that He's preparing a place for those who trust Him, for those who love Him, for those who obey Him. It's important to note that. And we read that in 1 Corinthians 6:14. I might have put that there. That's just what the Paul said to the Corinthians. He says that, and God will raise our bodies from the dead by His marvelous power, just as He raised our Lord from the dead. So the significance of this thing, and that's again, just remembering, I always say the Bible, we need to take the Bible, it's the truth, it's the absolute truth. He said that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will one day raise us again. Remember, He died, happened, He rose from the dead, and that's something that they can do for us. That's something we can hold on to, is that He will come, and He will, and by His power, He will raise us from the dead. Also, another promise that Jesus made to His disciples in John 14:1-2, He said, "Don't be troubled. You trust God, now trust in Me. There are many rooms in My Father's home, and I am going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly." So that's the promise that He made. Our God, our Savior, is trustworthy. Remember, this is for those who believe in Him, those who call Him their Savior and their Lord. And that's what He said He will do. So right now, He's preparing a place for every single Christian. He's not preparing a place for Muslims, for Buddhists, for atheists, for unbelievers. He's preparing a place only for those who trust in Him, who's wholeheartedly believe in Jesus. And then we'll know that one day when we die, we'll be united with Him. But it's important to know that for us, it's not a warning. It's just to know that He's paid a significant price on the cross for us. And He says the only way for us to get to Him is to profess Him as Lord and Savior. Because of what He's done on the cross for us, and we've been resurrected, we will know, we as Christ followers, the ones who have good personal relations, we will know that He will raise us back to life again, and then we will be with Him in heaven one day. So I think also for me on part of this sermon is just again, even when I went through it, it's in sure, Lord, it's just amazing. Often we focus a lot on what You've done on the cross for us, and You've done an amazing thing. But we're so grateful that You've actually been resurrected from the dead. That we know that because of that, our sins have been accounted for. So I don't know everybody in this room today, but there might be some of you that feel that they haven't got a personal relationship with Jesus, and maybe have one, but you might have slipped a bit, and you're not necessarily serving Him as you should. You might think that your sins are forgiven. You might, but you know that you haven't got your relationship with Jesus isn't that real anymore. And then if you were to die, you wouldn't know, are you actually destined for heaven with Him? But I just want to say today, because of the resurrection of Jesus, your sins can be forgiven. You can know the power for Jesus in your daily life, and we'll have the happy hope of eternity because of what He's done. So today could also just be a reminder, just to take stock of to what He's done on the cross for you. But if there might be one of maybe somebody that feel like, sure, I haven't got that personal relationship with Him that I should be, I really want to give opportunity today just to pray with you. To pray that you would know that your sins has been forgiven. To know that because of what He's done on the cross for you, that you can have a relationship with Him, and He'll give you power to be able to do life with Him, do it in the full. And also that you would know that when you die one day, and that's to have that blessed assurance, as we often sing, is that Jesus is yours, and that He will pave the way for you. He have done that already on the cross. All that we need to do is we just need to acknowledge that we're sinners. We need to believe that Jesus paid the price for us. And then obviously confess our sins. So I don't know, is there anybody like that that's here today that just wants to, might be a recommitment, or just to say, Lord, I wanna show you my appreciation. I wanna show you my step of faith. I wanna proclaim you today as my Lord and Savior. If there's anybody like that this morning, I'd like to just pray with you. So, and I also thought when I, in preparation for this, I think you often think it's actually a fantastic, encouraging, what's it like the word now, versoek of uitnodiging for mense om te kom en rarig te sê, Here, ek is nie op daai plek wat ek miskien moet wees nie, maar dankie wat jy vir my gedoen het. Dankie vir die prys. Dankie vir dat jy deur alles gegaan het, sodat ons 'n verhouding kan hê met die Vader. En ek dink dis iets wat ons half, dit is 'n groot besluit, moet nie verkeerd verstaan, dis 'n groot besluit. Maar vir mense wat hom nie ken nie, hoekom sal jy dit nie wil doen nie? Dis net so significant om by die Here uit te kom en jou hart vir hom te gee. So as enigiemand is soos daai, en ek wil nie te lank op het dwaal nie, wat wil miskien net sê, ja Brian, bid vir my. Ek is miskien nie waar ek moet wees nie. Ek wil net die tyd om dit te doen. Ek glo dat die Here wil harte verander. Hy wil mense net weer by punte kom van dankbaarheid vir die groot prys wat hy wel vir ons betaal. So as dit enig iemand is, is fantasties. Ek gaan miskien nog ek gaan nie eens 'n minuut wag nie. Dis great, so ek is bly om te hoor ons almal weet ten minste, en ek dink dit is goed vir ons om net weer te besef wat die Here vir ons gedoen het op daai spesifieke sonoggend toe hy dood oorwin het. Hy het opgestaan het en hy het ons 'n plek gaan voorberei by die Vader. Sodat as ons hierdie lewe doen in die beste van ons vermoë, ons lewe vir hom, so wat hy wil hê ons lewe, dan sal hy 'n plek vir ons enig hê in die hemel. Goed, ek gou vir ons bid. Here, we're just grateful that we can come this morning and just celebrate your resurrection, just celebrate what you have done, that you followed through, that you were obedient even death on the cross, but also that death and hell and Satan couldn't keep you down, that the death had no grip on you, and that you've overcome all the obstacles, that you defeated sin and Satan, that you have conquered death and hell for us, so that we can come and we can have life and life more abundantly. I would pray, Lord Jesus, that as we do life now, that we, when we walk, when we do things, that we really take it seriously as to what you've done, and that we will live lives that will truly honor you in everything that we do. I pray that your name will be glorified and that the message will go out throughout the earth in our lives that Jesus defeated the enemy, that death couldn't hold you down, that you're a living Savior that wants to be with us always, that you will empower us to do life to the best of ability for you. Help us to live lives that brings you honor, that brings you glory, and that our ultimate goal is just to see you lifted up and glorified. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this special weekend. Thank you that we can celebrate your death as well as your resurrection, that you rose from the dead, and you are our high priest, sitting with the Father, interceding for us right now, preparing a place for us right now, but also wanting us to serve you with our lives, to give up our lives for you, because you gave up your life for us. Thank you for being our Savior, our living Savior, and we know the only way to the Father is through you. Thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so André, ek weet nie, ek het vir Sibyl, weet nie van die liedjie, het jy die liedjie gekyk, het jy hom? Dit is 'n ou liedjie wat ek graag wil hê moet net sing. Kyk, jy kan staan saam met my. Dit is 'n ou sang. Het jy hom? Ek weet nie of jy hom al ken nie. Dit is nou gesing, ons almal ken die Here. Ons almal weet wat hy het vergewe, gee ons krag en weet waar ons gaan. So nou kan ons lekker die liedjie net, miskien net die ou sang saam sing.
I think yesterday I had a meeting because he lives. So this is on the concern. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love.
Need to be the salt, And as we go to their friends and their family, wat om die ken nie, is to be able to tell them, listen, the significance of what Jesus has done, and He's trustworthy, that surely you want to put your faith in Him that holds the future, that holds destiny's hand. And again, it's just an amazing voorreg wat ons het om Hom te kan ken. So ja, ons kan net vir ons bid vir die naweek. Ja Here, ons net dankie vir die sê weer vir wat jy gedoen het en spreek dit met elkeen van ons sal wees vandag dat ons regtig 'n boodskap sal vat, 'n boodskap van hoop. The good news that Jesus came to seek and save the lost and that you are there to prepare a place for all of us, for those who trust you, for those who put their faith in you. Thank you that you're a trustworthy Father that done everything for us. And thank you that we could know you, and we pray that you will help us as we walk, as we meet with other people, to be able to share the good news that Jesus saves, that Jesus is alive, He's alive forevermore, and you, in one day you will come and you will bring us back to where you are in heaven to be with you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ek neem maar ons koffie, wil ek met my lekker koffie beloof, na die tyd sodat ek my soos een koffie neem, en dan vaart ek vir die kinders, kom jy draai, by die badkamer, nee.